Good morning, James Chapman. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
Good.
Trying to finish up this week strong,
I
real
hear you.
strong.
I definitely hear you. How's everything been with work mode?
It's been awesome. We had a record-breaking, earth-shattering first quarter.
That's
I mean, killed it.
sick.
I mean, we beat our goal. We were like 180%. No, that's a little high. We were 160% of goal.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we all went to the lake. We closed down the office for the day, took everybody to the lake and played cornhole and hung out, cooked burgers for them, had a few cold beverages. And it was wonderful. The weather was perfect. man, I will say there was something really cool. That was the best feedback of any company event we've done.
Really?
And it was, we did the least. And it was just a time to just sit around and enjoy each other's company and just get to know each other better. I mean, we got people in different offices. They don't get to see each other a lot, right?
Right.
And just chat and just people get to hang out. There was no agenda and there was no like, oh, we got to go do mandatory fun, right? Like, or let's do a team building. No, it was just hanging out and having a good time. Let everybody just relax a little bit. And it was wonderful. Wonderful.
I like that. That's usually some of the best times with everybody in the office. You know, it's not just going to lunch. It's not just, doing those things. Like you are completely like turning off the work and turning on, just getting to know each other and having that good time. So I completely agree. I think that's needed inside of a team. You know, those disconnect moments, like it's what builds the bond between everybody.
It was really cool. So it was a lot of fun. And I told them to crank it up through Q2, so let's do it again.
Yeah.
Like, let's go have some fun again. So, man, it was great. It
Cool. I like
was
that.
great.
You are you planning on doing more of those types of events now that you've experienced that?
As we earn it.
As you earn it, yeah, that's what I want to
Everything, I
do.
mean, everything's earned here, man. I mean, every single person in the entire company has an opportunity for some kind of bonus incentive pay.
Yeah.
And like, you got to earn it. I got to earn it, right? Like, everybody at some level, as much stability as we provide, right? We continue to provide opportunity through earning it.
Right.
And that goes for the newest person to the most senior person. I like that. It's
Yeah.
not perfect. It doesn't always work out right. There's always little kinks here or there. Sometimes it's frustrating for them. It's frustrating for me. There's give and take on it, right? But at the end of the day, nobody is just sitting there waiting for a review to hope they get a raise, right? Still play in it. People still get raises around here and we still do annual reviews, but we always look for ways to incentivize how you're helping the company move forward and grow.
Right. Yeah, and that's huge, dude. Because as long as everybody is on the same page and understands, like, hey, this is the reason why we're moving the ball forward, and then we get to be able to do these types of things, everybody seems to buy into that, right? Like, okay, well, we are a team. We're working towards the ultimate goal. And as we hit these Q1, Q2, Q3, Q4, challenges or whatever it might be, we get to do things like as a team with the people that you're in the trenches with, doing stuff with every day. And I think that builds the camaraderie, it builds the morale inside the team, right? Like you can't fake that. You can't fake camaraderie and you can't fake morale, at least for a long time.
I agree. I agree. You can play a little bit, but you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. But I
Right.
think to do that, so one thing that's sticking out to me, it's a really good point you bring up. One thing that's sticking out to me is like we also, it was really obvious to me recently. So Marissa here at the office, we've had her on the podcast before.
Yeah.
She's like, man, there's not enough role playing going on. She's right. There was none. There was none. So literally, she'll twice a week, she'll make everybody gather up and they have to role play. Phone calls. Put your phone to your ear, right? We're doing role playing. And the first couple of times we've done it, everybody kind of like gets a little embarrassed.
Right.
I've even noticed I will look down so the person doesn't feel like I'm staring at them to make them feel more comfortable. And I realize, like, if you're not willing to get uncomfortable with each other, how are you ever going to have, like, you know, this cool thing? I think that's one of the things that's really cool about the, don't let me simplify this too much, but like, man, when I joined the military, when I joined the Army and I got in basic training, we did the staging area. And then the first day that we were actually going into, you do this whole staging area, you get all your gear and stuff, your basic gear. And then they load you up in a fucking cattle truck. It is a, like, think about the cattle trucks you see going down the road, right? It's got all the holes in it and stuff, but inside of it, it's retrofitted with seats.
Nice.
They pull up with a tractor trailer with a cattle trailer on the back of it, and you all load in that sucker. All right. So it was like 100 and I don't know how many, I think it was maybe two trucks. I don't know, but there was like 196 guys in our company in basic. Okay. So like we all load in these trucks and then they drove us around and then like, I think they did some circles or something to mess with us. And then they pulled us up and there was just a line of drill sergeants. And I mean, they call it the shark attack because that is your introduction to basic with these guys, these drill sergeants. And they just come out just as hard as they can. I mean, just yelling and spitting as they're cussing and yelling at you and screaming and throwing stuff. And there's guys like falling off these freaking trailers trying to get out of it quick enough, right? And they're just yelling like, get your fucking bags over your head. Like, it's just like chaos, all right? So anyways, I'm going on. Point being is, they like, the very first second, it's like the structure, but you got really comfortable with all these guys in this, in your bay, because like, as we came in, they were like, do this, you got 30 seconds, go. Do this, you got 2 minutes, go. Do this, you got 5 minutes, go. Right? And all these guys are scrambling around, like we're running into each other, all kinds of stuff. But they were like, shower time. It was the end of the day, shower time. First day, all right? There's 48 guys in this bay, all right? And we all got to stand in this big rectangle. It's what they call total line. There's a line going around. You can't walk into the middle of the bay. You have to walk around the line.
Right.
They're like, get ready for showers, strip down, get your towels, get ready for showers. 2 minutes ago and get back total line. So you're standing there and the towels are tiny. All right. I'm a thin guy. I can barely get it to like squeeze in and like stay on my waist. Any of the bigger dudes are like holding it, right? Didn't get back fast enough. All the guys drop, do push-ups. Well, by the second push-up, everybody's towel had fallen off of. So we're totally butt-ass naked. 48 guys doing push-ups, getting our asses smoked, and then doing mountain climbers, butt-ass naked, getting just our asses chewed out. All right? You do. It didn't take long being like that. You got really comfortable around each other.
Right.
All right? Like, you get your ass smoked all butt-ass naked, and then get in a line, ass to, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, in a line, like, you're embarrassed, but you get comfortable really quick. So like doing things in your company, even if it is a little embarrassing because, hey, we're going to do this role play together. And yeah, you're a little embarrassed and you're turning red. Okay. Get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Be there. You know, and then you get better at it and you get more comfortable as a team. Like you've revealed a little bit more yourself. Like everybody in that room, no matter how well they did, if their face turned red or not, they all feel a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just because it's an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah. 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 But
being in those positions, you grow. And especially when it's a team thing like that, you grow as a team. Doing a role play in the morning or whenever you do it, like having that role play, you know, especially when it's new guys coming into the team, they, you know, they feel some type of way about it. But it's important because then you get to see, okay, well, these guys are doing it this way. These guys are doing it this way. I'm scared to go up and I'm nervous to do what I've got to do because you know they're so much better than me in your eyes. Like the moment you start doing it, you start realizing that you naturally start leveling up because now you don't want to mess up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you do mess up, that's okay too.
Yeah. Hey, look at next time you're in a room where you're at a thing and they say, hey, everybody just go around, just as we come to you, stand up, say who you are and where you're from, whatever the case may be, right? We've all done that.
Yeah.
Next time you hear that, watch how many people automatically start looking down.
Oh, yeah.
Watch how many people, listen to how many people continue to clear their throat because they're getting tense, right? And the throat gets a little tense. They're like, especially as it gets closer to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, pay attention to it. I'm the guy like that. I don't know why. Like, my voice gets like raspy and I gotta keep clearing my throat. It's like I get a frog in my throat every time. So I'm the guy that's like clearing my throat like 20 times. That's why I notice it, all the other people who are doing it, right? Especially like the cool person that walks in. Some of them stay cool as a cucumber, right? But there's plenty of people who walk in, but they still get uncomfortable in those situations.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny how we all try to present a certain way, but we're all human and everybody feels the same on that stuff. You know, it's really interesting.
And that's been the biggest thing for me. Like, you know, we talked about this prior to on a couple of different podcasts, but me being, you know, the youngest guy in the room majority of the time back then, it was always like I had to keep this thing in my head of like, we're all human. Everybody's been through this. Everybody has experienced this. Like it's okay for me to mess up. It's okay for me to do what I'm doing. And just trying to keep that in the front of my head of like, dude, it's cool. It's all good. And then I got to the point where I had to like learn, how to trick my body. Cause I'd get so worked up, like, especially doing those network meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That we used to do, I would get so nervous to learn how to be like control my body patterns so that it would relax my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of being like that guy that's like in the front of the seat, like, you know, sitting like this while everybody's going and I can feel it coming around to me, I would just sit back and I would cross my legs and I would just be like, I would breathe. And I got to the point where, you know, I always purposely put myself next to David because I knew he was going to do so good that anybody who went after David was probably going to just be like, you know, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I would purposely put myself next to him just because, one, I would pick up on things that he did. And immediately after David, it would be me. So I'd be like, okay, well, you know, if I suck, everybody's going to suck after that. So
yeah.
I'm just going to be here with it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just those network meetings for me were so important in my development of being just used to just like, okay, this actually doesn't matter because we're all the same. I just got to make sure I know my shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one tip I can give, we're doing a quick podcast today, so we'll get ready to wrap this up. But one tip I can give, if you do have to stand up and talk about something, do not, no matter what, do not tell people you are not good at it.
Yeah.
Don't say, hey, I'm not great at this. I don't normally do this. Don't tell people that. Why? Yeah. Why? Because it makes you feel better for some reason. Don't do that. Like, if you suck at speaking in front of people, it's going to be obvious. You don't need to go ahead and preface it with letting them know that you're about to suck.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no need to do that. Or people who didn't even think that are now going to think that.
Yeah.
Don't tell people you're not good at it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't. In fact, it just doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't.
You don't need to tell them that. Especially, I know it's easy for people to start confessing stuff because they're nervous, right? But don't do that, man. Don't do that. Immediately, anytime somebody does that, I'm like, why am I about to even pay attention?
Yeah, because this is going to be a shit show.
I mean, are they going ahead and making an excuse because they're not even going to try?
Yeah.
You know?
There is that. Some key points that I've learned is, one, put yourself in those positions. Do the networking groups. Get around people that you don't know and be able to, like, force yourself into those positions to where you're like, okay, I'm going to have to speak at this event. Right. I think number one fear is like public speaking, and then it's, you know, fear of heights. But be in those positions. Start with a small group. Smart, you know, start with being in those rooms that you have to present, right? Because then you can start honing your craft. Practice in the mirror, you know, that's always the simplest thing. Practice in the mirror. And then to me, find those opportunities in life where you can actually do those things, right? With larger and larger groups. And from there, bring, for me, because my personality is a little bit lighter, sometimes like I purposely try to bring in laughter, right? If I can make you laugh at me, I'm doing pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Because now everybody's going to remember the fact that they were laughing more so than, you know, anything else. And so like when, just for example, like when Brandon was like, hey, can you do a speech at my wedding? We're going to have about 200 people there. At first I was like, God, dude, I can't do that. Like that's the largest group of people I've ever spoken in front of. I can't do that. And then I felt that. And I was like, I have to do it. And one, because he wanted me to, but two, because I felt that pullback.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I've got to move. I got to step into that.
Yeah.
And then there's been like random moments, like teaching over at Watkins, right? All of those other people that I don't know, I'm the new guy. And I had all these other things where I was like, no, I've got to do it. She asked me to run a meeting one time. And I was like, I got to do it.
Yeah.
So those are the top things that I've picked up on. Is there anything you picked up on that you like catch those moments?
Yeah. I mean, I mean, it applies in so many places in life. I mean, this is just one example, but I'll never forget the quote, you know, the treasures you seek are in the caves, hide in the caves you fear. Is that the right way? Is that it?
Yeah.
The cave you fear holds the treasures you seek. Like that's the exact quote. But, you know, like do some stuff that makes you uncomfortable, man. Like that's how you learn. That's how you get better. That's how you build confidence. You know, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes you proficient and makes you confident. So I'm 100% with you on that. Like do some stuff, you know, and it's very simple. I mean, you don't, hey, how are you doing? I'm good. How are you? Great. Like that's not going to get you anywhere. I do that plenty. But like, if you're trying to actually engage with somebody, one of the best things that I do is, hey, what are you excited about right now? What do you got going that's exciting right now?
Yes.
People talk their head off about themselves because they're uncomfortable too. You just made them feel better, you know, things like that. Absolutely. The last thing I'll add to that is like, last year I did a presentation down at the chamber. They asked me to come in and present. And I took Holly with me from my office. I said, Holly, I want you to come. And I said, you got one goal. I said, I want you to sit there and take notes on me. Tell me what I do well, what I do not do well, so I can get better. Like if I'm about to go down there and get uncomfortable and talk in front of all these people, I want to know how I can get better at it.
Amen.
So literally she took notes, told me, she was like, man, there's a lot of ums. There was a lot of ums and a lot of so's. And those play things where you rushed and it was I could tell where you didn't rehearse what you were going to talk about enough.
Yeah.
It's obvious you winged some of it.
Yeah.
You know, then boom, there's my lesson. I learned.
Amen.
You know, so
if you can somebody record it or take notes, that's the way to do it because then you can reevaluate.
Yeah.
Guys, definitely appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to us and jump on this podcast. Even though it is short, hopefully we brought some cool little tips that you can use moving forward into public speaking or just your networking in general. James?
Grinder out.